Romans chapter 9. The Apostle Paul has, as I've always said, or I said at the beginning, or I said somewhere in this study at some point, you should listen to the whole letter of Paul. And not just to a piece here and a piece there. Though there is, you can take nuggets of truth. But if you're trying to learn the scriptures as a whole, the best way to see the doctrine in its fullness is to look at the way it's laid out completely by the apostle. We see it in the first 8 chapters. There was building block upon building block. He took us laying the foundation of the sinful state of man and the judgment of God into, the gifts of God and the grace and faith and Abraham and the law and then the sons of God. And now he's going to turn back to Israel, because Israel as a nation was elect. And let's begin with verse 1. I say the truth in Christ. I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertain the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises, whose are the fathers, and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, God, blessed forever. Amen. Not as though the word of God had taken none effect, for they are not all Israel, which are of Israel. Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children. But in Isaac shall thy seed be called. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God. But the children of the promise are counted for the seed. For this is the word of promise. At this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. So he's looking at his brethren, his countrymen, his, blood relations, the Israelites, according to the flesh, his kinsmen, Because in his whole upbringing, you gotta understand, from the Old Testament, this is everything. The nation Israel are the children of God. I will be unto you a God, and you shall be my people. A peculiar people. A special people. A holy nation. And to them pertained the adoption. God, was adopting them nationally. Of course, as he said, with many of them, he was not pleased. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, or 9, it's 9. Chapter 9, verses 10, 11, and 12. But with many of those people, he was not well pleased. It actually goes back further than this. Just the whole chapter 9, he talks about how Israel, though they were all under the cloud and they were all went through the sea, but with many of them God was not pleased because they fell away in the wilderness. They were overthrown. They worshipped idols. They fell a-lusting. And that's what he's saying is, what he's getting at is, you can be the literal seed of Abraham but still not be a child of God. Because Abraham had other children than Isaac. Isaac. But by Sarah, that's the word of promise. Sarah will have a son. Not Abraham, you're going to have a son. No. Sarah shall have a son. It's very specific. And the word of God is like that. It's very specific. He demands things very specifically. And that is what you need to have faith in, and you expect that it's not Keturah, one of Abraham's other wives, or Hagar, the servant of Sarah, whom Abraham had a child with, Ishmael. No, it was only for Isaac. But even in Isaac now, what Paul's saying is, hey, the promise ultimately comes down to those who hear and obey God. Right? And the ability to hear and obey God, as we learned before, is contingent on God knowing you, predestinating you, calling you, justifying you, and glorifying. But by inheritance, in the Old Covenant, all Israelites, much as anyone who is raised Christian, I mean, they have, remember, he said, what advantage had the Jew? Well, the oracles of God, they had the Bible. And all these promises and the glory and covenants and the law and the service of God and these promises. And the fathers, you know, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the patriarchs, those were their fathers. You know? I mean, now, as Christians, we look like as ourselves as the seed of Abraham in the spirit because of faith. But those things literally belong to those people. I mean, the Jews are his literal children. And Paul is saying, ah, gosh, I'm always sad about this. Continual sorrow. And you know, that's the thing, is that he can talk, Paul will talk about rejoicing always, and he can at the same time have continual sorrow. Because life is sometimes divided up like that. Sometimes people look at, oh, I have joy, so I should have nothing but joy in my life. But you can have joy in Christ and still have sorrow on behalf of some person in your life who's going the wrong way. You know, there's not always this, what it means is you can have joy in spite of all the troubles, in spite of the heartache. You still have peace and you have joy. But Paul is saying he had great heaviness because of the fact that so many of his people